You're listening to the Fayetteville 411 podcast, produced by the City of Fayetteville, where you will get information about city government and the programs and services we provide. You'll get topics of interest and an inside look into the various departments that help keep our city moving. I'm John Salling.
And I'm Sherry Kropp. Thanks for joining us for the Fayetteville 411. Today, we're delighted to have the director of the newly established Office of Community Safety with us. Let's welcome John Jones.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you all for having me here today.
We're glad to have you.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people are excited to get to know you and get to know more about the Office of Community Safety. So, John, tell us a little bit about your background, about yourself.
Absolutely. So, again, my name is John Jones. I oversee the Office of Community Safety, along with my wonderful team, Nichelle Gaines, Orlando Smith, Akua Fikes, and Deanna Braggs, who've been doing incredible work prior to my arrival. A little bit about me. I am born in Fayetteville, North Carolina, born and raised. Graduated from Freedom Christian Academy 2015, one of the first classes there.
Oh, gosh, you make me feel so old.
You know, that's what a lot of people are saying. You know, Gen Z is taking over. grew up playing sports, baseball, was part of Freedom's first ever state championship team. You know, proud member of the Gaheri tribe based in Sampson County, Clinton area. Two sisters. My background specifically regarding community safety, my degree, I got it from Columbia International University, where I studied pastoral theology. Typically, when someone studies that, they go into the pulpit of some form. However, the opportunity arose for me to get involved in community engagement, specifically in more of the more urban environments. From there, you know, in college, I led youth programs. I interned in, you know, at a large church in Columbia, South Carolina. But then opportunity arose to gain some internship opportunities with community engagement, youth development, community development, and that's where I learned how all those kind of play hand in hand. You really can't have one without the other. And then the opportunity arose during COVID to move to Chicago to work as a youth development coach, which I learned in Chicago that youth development coach for an organization is street outreach. So that is where I was first introduced to community violence intervention the way I see it now. And from there, you know, transitioned from that role to overseeing a program on the west side of Chicago, North Lawndale, to then moving into city efforts with the Chicago Department of Public Health, working with the Healthy Chicago Equity Zones, overseeing the near south region of Chicago and understanding what are the main community safety concerns that that region had. All of that input was community led. So my job was just to support them in that, then transitioning over to my most recent role prior to arriving here, where I oversaw rapid response and community engagement for the Community Safety Coordination Center, an operational wing of the Mayor's Office of Community Safety there in Chicago. So, you know, my background is composed of multitude of different things: youth development, community development, street outreach, community violence intervention, mental health even, and most all that plays a role in coordinating those responses to concerns. And that's what I've been doing for years and years. And then it's unique to kind of come home and kind of incorporate those skills and experiences and build up something here in the great city of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, very cool, John. Great name, by the way.
You know, I love it. My parents did a great job. Yeah, sure. Yeah. But John Jones always flows.
Oh, yeah.
Always flows.
Very nice. And now, bringing all of that great experience that you were talking about to the city of Fayetteville, for those who haven't heard of the Office of Community Safety, what would you say this department is for Fayetteville, this new department, and why was it created?
Yeah, so, you know, to my understanding, you know, just getting here, this was a push from community to have a more holistic approach to addressing community safety concerns. We understand that police and fire have their roles, but you see across nationwide, there's a trend of having a more holistic, coordinated, community-led effort, focused on more prevention, intervention, and then responses. So for example, well, we'll get into that to later, but the reason why and what we're doing here in the city of Fayetteville is we're building that up. We understand that community plays the most important part in all of this. We want to create initiatives that address concerns down to the root causes and then that may arise in the current times. How do we respond as a city to prevent as much as we possibly can? And, you know, city council has given us a few options, or not options, but a few things that he wants to focus on, including, you know, community violence intervention, behavioral and mental health, as well as unhoused community and youth initiatives as well. So with that in mind, you know, we have our work cut out for us, but again, wonderful team, and that's the purpose. That's the purpose of us, you know, here. And you know, we've already kind of get started, but I think we'll share a little more about that later. But yeah, that's the reason why we're here, is to have a coordinated approach to concerns, address root causes, and as well as show up in community and hear concerns, and also like be that bridge from community to the city. That's the biggest part, when the community can see us as that resource there to get things done and address concerns.
Right. Absolutely. And I know it's been a discussion, not only with city council and Absolutely. City leadership, but mm-hmm. also the community for quite some time, mm-hmm. for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see it's finally come to fruition.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah. So the things that you just talked about, what does that actually look like in practice? What are you doing to achieve those things?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start off with the mental behavioral health one. You know, right now we're working on a study to identify how we as a city of Fayetteville could address some alternative responses to mental health concerns. In my experience in the city of Chicago, what that has looked like, an individual is having a mental health crisis in the moment, and typically the process historically was to go and, you know, call 911 and have an officer address the scene. However, we understand that moving forward, a mental health professional should be the one to respond to those concerns, again, to be preventative. These individuals are trained and have degrees, et cetera, to provide that care that individual is needing in that moment. So, you know, what does that look like from a coordinated effort? And as a city of Fayetteville, we don't have that right now, but we're working on the data piece so that we can identify the best way to move forward with that. Another example of what that could look like is someone is impacted by gun violence, and there's I've never been shot, but you know, I've worked with individuals who have been, and the biggest thing is, you know, something as simple as, well, how am I gonna pay rent next month, or how am I gonna get a job, or you know, if someone's disabled because of that, you know, how are they able to move forward from that response, I mean from that unfortunate incident. So with that in mind, it's like, that's, again, how do we as a city of Fayetteville, as OCS, identify resources that we can plug in and play when we hear of incidents as such? But also, like, you know, communicate the concerns where we look at data that may see trends in our city about specific areas of concern. And then we as OCS will then come back to the drawing board, identify, okay, this is the incident. Let's say, for example, hypothetically, this is nothing relevant as of right now, but in my experience, you know, graffiti played a huge role in provoking violence in Chicago. And then, you know, understandably that we as my team, there's only a few of us, but community can give us these insights. So what that looked like is community would then call us or make a request like, hey, there's this graffiti piece that I know, and we all knew that if it didn't get brought down in the next hour or so, there violence would occur. So what does that look like to coordinate that quick response? So from that instance, we get the concern, we work with the proper department. The proper department understands that we are addressing a community safety concern, and then that apartment provides that resource and gets rid of it. Again, something as simple as that, but that's saving lives. And just one last one, you know, something that we're gonna be doing a lot more is activating spaces within the city of Fayetteville. We as OCS have initiated a youth night event, two of them already. Mm-hmm. But you know, how do we as OCS support community-led activations? If someone listening on the podcast or someone in the city of Fayetteville wants to have a wants to activate a space on their block, at a rec center, etc., how do we as OCS support them in doing that? One, that allows community to really do what they desire to do, because I can't go into certain areas because I don't know no one. But you may share it because you know this whole area, and they may come because you said it. If I said it, they may not. So we're able to get more reach within individuals in the city of Fayetteville. But we also, you know, we want to see things happening across the city. We want to see events on the weekends and during the week. We want to see, you know, barbecues and people coming together, having a good time. We want to hear kids laugh, and we want to make sure the spaces are beautiful so that people can enjoy their environment. All those things play a huge role in community safety. And the data shows that. And then also the qualitative piece where community feels received and heard. You know, those will be the driving forces and factors in the work that we do as the OCS. That's just a little bit. I can get going on this all day if you can't tell, but there's a lot of work to be done. But those are some of the practices that we will be doing moving forward.
And that's why some of those community connections are so important, because you talked about, you know, the connection. And I know some of the ways that you've done that already is, like you said, with the youth late, the late night youth events. And then we also had a Fayetteville Out Front where we invited people to come out and get to know you and talk about what the OCS or Office of Community Safety does. So it's building those connections that are so important.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't do this without community. And there's a reason why it's, you know, public safety is the, probably the most used term when you think about just safety in general. There's a reason why we call it community safety. Community has to have a role in this. I cannot do my job, my team cannot do my job, if we do not start off with the foundation of community engagement. So the Out Front meeting that you brought up, you know, I got to meet a lot of people there. I got to meet some city staff, some police officers, but also a few community leaders who were like, hey, like, I heard about you. Just know I have a voice. People listen to me. Let's work. And we've already started working with them. As well, and some of that is resulting in the late night youth events, where we had two events already where we work with community partners to provide. I mean, this past one on the 11th, we had a resume building and headshot photos. We had a quiet room for individuals and young people just to sit down and just breathe for a little bit. You know, we had the Fayetteville Marksmen come in, provide field hockey. Not field hockey, excuse me, like indoor floor hockey or something. Unique perspective. Not my cup of tea, but hey, shout out to them. You know, and then also prior, we had a vision board room where Jai Six, an organization here, you know, vision boards typically are like your port, like a photo frame. Instead, they developed and created T-shirts, and they wrote their visions on there. And then the leader, she had them all write, like, what's something you want taken off your back this year? And they all wrote that. And then her message was, here, like, I'm here to take this from you. So really powerful moments that I witnessed in my first 3 weeks here that we've already been able to coordinate. But again, that wasn't OCS staff doing that work. That was community doing that work. And we believe that community has the capability to do so. How do we as OCS streamline it so we can support them and make it more efficient, but also make it happen more often?
And much like that teacher you're talking about taking things off their students' backs, we also wanted to give an opportunity to get ahead of any possible misconceptions you might be worried about the Office of Community Safety, or maybe that you've already heard of.
We are working hand-in-hand with Fayetteville Police Department. Chief Brian's already been an incredible ally and partner in this work. You know, we are not enforcement-focused. That is where I do want to make sure the line is understood. We are community-led, and we are preventative and interventive, but we are not really enforced. We are not enforcement. And that's the one thing I want to make very clear is, you know, also, you know, we're not, my job is I'm not giving information over to police. Hey, I'm hearing this about, you know, this person did that. You know, that's not my job nor my responsibility. But, you know, I understand that there's a clear line between the Fayetteville Police Department and OCS, but we have the same goal. Two different approaches, working hand in hand. That is what I want listeners to hear. Two different approaches, same goal, working hand in hand. And Chief Brian and I have already had multiple conversations, and I'm excited about that relationship moving forward.
So, John, what's next? What can residents expect from your office in the coming months?
Absolutely. So we have another late night youth event on August 15th. We'll share more of that on the City of Fayetteville pages. We are also working on having intentional conversations regarding what community wants to see in the OCS. So we're in the process of planning multiple roundtables and community engagements where, again, we bring up topics. We get like roundtable conversations. We have facilitators from the city who are volunteering and taking notes. And then we bring the information back to the office and identify how we can best address these concerns. We are also looking to have a youth-focused conversation. You know, I may be a little young, but, you know, I can't speak on what the kids are doing now. And I also can't speak on behalf of youth. So we need to have a space where youth can come in. And no offense to all the adults, including myself, but like I don't want the room filled with adults. I want the room filled with young people who are willing to share their thoughts and what they want to see, specifically with our youth initiatives, but also understanding that, you know, in a few years they'll be adults and they'll be normal citizens here in the city of Fayetteville. So incorporating those things into what we do, as well as we are pushing some safe space activations, again, being community-led. We're going to be working on what that looks like from our end, but the goal of that is to have community hosting activations, not the OCS. We want to support you in that, and we'll have more information on that here soon. And as of right now, you know, I think I want my calendar filled with meetings, and the meetings I want filled with are community meetings. So, you know, especially and this is my third week in. But you know, I want to be out in the community. I want to hear the community. I want to be, you know, I want to hear the frustrations. I want to hear the positives and the negatives. Cause that's my job. And my job is to figure out how we can best approach and support that effort. So as of right now, some more late night youth events, community led events, how we support that, as well as some intentional conversations that we as OCS can coordinate and have with the community, and just ensure that, and that's not downtown. We want to go across the whole city of Fayetteville with that.
All right, John. So as we get close to the end of our time here, we wanted to give you a chance, a final wrap up, and what your like top takeaway, the things you want Fayetteville city leaders, residents, and community partners to know now about this new office.
Absolutely. So the one thing I've told my team, the Office of Community Safety, is we're here to work. We are not here to sit down and, you know, play protocol. Like, we're here to get stuff done. And in my opinion, as director, it's my responsibility that I acknowledge that I'm going everywhere across the city where I'm needed. And for me, that includes having an open door policy. I want people to know that they don't have to go through channels to get to me. They can come directly to me. As Office of Community Safety, you're going to see us outside this summer and the rest of the year. We want to be at community events. We want to be at faith-based institutions to talk about the purpose of OCS. We want to be at schools. We want to be at, you know, businesses. And, you know, if you got a community watch meeting, or just if you just want OCS to just share something about what we're looking to do, then we're there, because we also want to share what we're doing, but we really want to get your insight on how things that you want to see here in Fayetteville. So I say this to everyone, it's like, right now I'm in a suit, but I also have gym shoes in the car 24/7, because I'm ready to go. And again, my goal is, in a year you'll see an impact already of how OCS has played a significant role in addressing community safety concerns, and the goal of that is to, you know, expand on that in the future. But like I said, we're ready to go. I have a great team. All of them are from familiar with community-focused work. They're experts in their field, and now is a great time to be in the city of Fayetteville. We have a lot of new things happening. It's, like I say, exciting time. I was excited to come back home, but I ain't come home just to sit down and relax. I came home to work, and here we are.
So, John, if people do want to find out more about the Office of Community Safety, or they want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
Absolutely. Great question. So we have an email, officeofcommunitysafety@fayettevillenc.gov. There is where you can inquire about our availability. Again, I want to emphasize that we want to meet with anyone and everyone. So with that in mind, please send your information in that email. And then what we'll do is we'll coordinate times to ensure that we're available. And then also provide, like, you know, we would also love to go out to your space. We don't have to come always to our office. We can go out in the community. That's what we're here to do. But again, you can reach us at officeofcommunitysafety@fayettevillenc.gov. We also have a website, fayettevillenc.gov/OCS, where you can find more information about that. We're going to be having some updates on that page here soon, so be on the lookout. But yeah, again, we're excited to work with you all. We're here to work for you all. And again, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Well, you certainly have hit the ground running.
Indeed.
You really have. And I'm looking forward to everything that the OCS, Office of Community Safety, is going to do.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for having me today. I greatly appreciate it.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Fayetteville 411. The Fayetteville 411 is one of several podcasts that the city produces for our podcast channel, Radio Fayetteville. Be sure to subscribe to Radio Fayetteville, available on most of your favorite podcast streaming platforms.
You can also listen to every podcast that Radio Fayetteville has to offer by downloading the Fay TV streaming app, available now on Roku, Apple TV, Android TV, and Amazon Fire TV. You can view all of our video content by visiting faytv.net. To get information about city services, go to our webpage at fayettevillenc.gov. Thanks for joining us.